Well, ladies and gentlemen, the situation in Texas, and now more broadly, is a dynamic one, with some calling what's going on a humanitarian crisis in light of the fact that there are millions of people that don't have power or heating or any means of cooking their food or water in many cases. Municipal water supplies have pipes bursting, and so people are getting text messages that they need to boil their water. There's a boil water advisory, and if you don't have power with an electric range, you can't do that. So it's you can see there's a cascading series of failures that is getting out of hand here. And I want to bring your attention particularly to this article. The Texas Agricultural Commissioner has issued a red alert regarding agriculture and our food supply chain in Texas, saying that farmers and ranchers are being affected by this interruption into electrical supply and to natural gas. We're unable to draw water to water our animals. We're not able to keep our animals warm. And this is really devastating for feed, livestock, and agricultural products. Just not to mention the oil and gas wells that are frozen up. So lots of stuff to talk about. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer broadcast. And, of course, ERCOT has put out warnings today that the blackouts will continue for an indeterminate amount of time. It will be days at least until people have full electricity back, but then they go on to say, we're not really sure how long it's going to take. What we're trying to avoid is a full collapse of the grid, which would take even longer to repair. They said, actually, quote, an uncontrolled blackout would leave Texans without power for an indeterminate amount of time, maybe a month. It's a little concerning to see them even acknowledging the possibility that if things get worse or if they can't transfer things. In fact, I also read down here that although we've been adding generators to the supply, trying to get generation up because consumption is through the roof, these generators are breaking down and we haven't been maintaining our grid as well as we'd like. So if generation keeps falling offline and we're already seeing them starting to pull power from other parts of the country, which we didn't think that was supposed to happen, right? Texas grid is separate from the rest of the U.S., but you see these reports from, here example, in North Dakota. Their grid is going down here to a cattle rancher in North Dakota saying, yeah, they say our grid is overloaded. It's never happened before. Here again is another cattle rancher in Nebraska who says, our power is getting shut down. This means our overhead doors don't operate. Our security and fire system doesn't work. It's freezing outside. What are we supposed to do? Again, cattle ranchers need power to keep their operations running. And then again, here from Keith Nystrom in South Dakota, who says, thanks a lot, guys. You've shuffled the power to go south, and they've shut down the grain elevators here. We're not critical infrastructure. That means I, as a farmer, have no way to get my product to market, which means I lose my income. And that means that livestock producers, ranchers, don't have grains to buy. So our food supply really is shutting down to a halt right now. And so it's, you know, there are other states that have been affected by the winter storm, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana. You've seen reports of the grid going down and blackouts, but to see them extending all the way up into the plains is a crazy thing. All right, so now let's go to this warning from the Texas Agricultural Commissioner, who says this is a red alert situation. Texas Ag Commissioner Sid Miller issued a dire warning Tuesday about the statewide impact of the winter storm on agriculture and the food supply chain. He says farmers and ranchers across the state are seeing devastating effects from the cold weather on their livestock, on their feed availability, and on agricultural products. As your commissioner, I am issuing a red alert regarding agriculture and our food supply chain here in the state of Texas. I'm getting calls from farmers and ranchers across the state reporting that the interruptions in both electricity and natural gas are having a devastating effect on their operations. In just one example, dairy operators are dumping $8 million worth of milk down the drains every day. Right? Remember this happening last year during the pandemic? Well, it's happening now on a grand scale across Texas and everywhere these blackouts are taking place. Because the plants that process the milk don't have power. Grocery stores are already unable to get shipments of dairy products, and even more broadly, store shelves are empty beyond that. We are looking at a food supply chain problem like we've never seen before, even with COVID. Okay, it's getting even worse. In fact, one other aspect of this supply chain that I thought was interesting was Walmart closing hundreds of stores, including those all the way from Oregon to Florida. So it seems like even more broadly than just the immediate effects of the storm, 628 stores closed. But what I thought was interesting was they actually created this live, this application where you can go and check on the status of your local Walmart to see if it's open or not. So this is, you know, it's a great idea. It's a nifty little thing. But it is also a demarcation point. We are now to the point where you need to go find out from Walmart when you can come get supplies. When is the supply chain available to you? Now you check. Do I have a green light? Can I go get food right now? This is unthinkable previously, but now you're being trained to check. Can I, you know, is now a good time? Can I go get food today or not? Yep, just check the map. Welcome to the Grand Solar Minimum. All right, so here is a media report that verifies what I've heard from contacts on the ground in Texas, that yes, that they were asked to boil their water, which of course puts additional strain on the power grid when everyone fires up their electric range to try and boil water so that they can get drinking water. You should have water supplies on hand at all times. And then again, you know, a contact of mine said that the local Motel 8, which kept power, so if you were really cold, you maybe were thinking about going to a motel for the night. Yeah, the Motel 8 was charging $460 a night there in Tarrant County. And this report, which is actually from Austin, Tarrant County is Fort Worth, says the same thing, that Texans were complaining about possible, yes, definite price gouging at hotels during this winter storm. Hundreds and hundreds of dollars for a hotel room just to keep warm. The media, of course, has started to spin the web, the narrative around this event, that just like with the fires in California, that, oh, it's global warming that's causing this ridiculous cold storm. So here from the LA Times, Texas blackouts are showing that your power grid is not ready for climate change. Forbes, also in this article today, are investors going to learn the right lesson from these Texas blackouts? Can we invest in microgrids and all the things we want to for Agenda 2030? Can we problem reaction solution our way in here, socially engineer you? Are the floggings working? The floggings will continue until you submit to our new normal, right? They actually say, quote, first of all, global warming should be called global weirding. The climate change is bringing more extreme weather of all types. Well, of course, that's what we've been saying about an extended solar minimum, is that you have more extreme climate conditions of all types, right? More extreme precipitative extremes, more extreme temperature extremes, and the hailstorms, the volcanic and seismic activity. So they're just describing basically what we would expect to be experiencing given the solar activity right now. But of course, blaming it on you, blaming it on cow farts, so we can further push the agenda down your throat. To make sure that we're all clear that this is what has happened every other time that the sun has been dropping off into a solar minimum, I want to make sure to arm you with this page, which you can find at iceagefarmer.com/history, which takes you through the last few times this has happened. You can read all about Lewis and Clark making their way across North America and encountering ridiculously, you know, minus 50, minus 60 degree temperatures, extreme hailstorms that killed people. You can hear about John Adams and Thomas Jefferson talking about the ground freezing to a depth of 2 feet. Yes, it's not unprecedented, as all of the media reports would have you think. This has happened before, and it has happened exactly during the Dalton minimum when the sun's output drops off, like we're currently experiencing right now. Again, it's not clear how many people have been affected yet by the blackouts. It is clear that there's been a tremendous amount of damage to water mains and municipal water supplies. We talked about the water treatment plant. That's why you have the boiling water advisory. So even though temperatures are expected to come back up, in fact, even in the 60s over the next few days, it's going to take some time to assess the damage as things thaw out. I've heard so much about people's swimming pools freezing over. You know, there's going to be real problems with the water supply over the next few weeks. Stepping back again, I want to point out that, in fact, first, this piece from Kansas, while I haven't seen microgrids yet mentioned in any of the Texas coverage, I did catch it here coming out of the Kansas coverage. Roaming blackouts in Kansas start renewable conversations again. This unprecedented demand on our energy grid suggests that, quote, long-term, we must address an energy plan for Kansas to encourage power storage, microgrids, and that move to renewable energy resources. Never mind the fact that it was the wind turbines freezing up that contributed partially to the collapse of the Texas grid, including the nuclear power plant going down today because of the coolant freezing up and seizing the entire plant operations. And never mind that, we're going to fail forward. We're going to push even harder towards renewables. It's the same rhetoric we heard in the wake of PG&E's destruction and the blackouts in California and the fires out here. So unsurprisingly, the Agenda 2030 language is all over this event, and that alone would perhaps intimate that there's more going on than meets the eye. But also, again, like we said, the fact that the blackouts are now happening in other parts of the country, from Kansas, Louisiana, I've heard reports. Now we've seen Nebraska and North Dakota cattle ranchers there complaining that they're losing power and their operations are struggling with that. So it seems like a lot of states that have food production are disproportionately affected by this, but maybe I'm speculating. The other question I want to pose is, why is this happening, you know, only days after a ridiculously cold temperatures caused a similar situation in Europe and took down the grid across vast swaths of that population? It's never happened like this before, not at this scale to see, and certainly not on two continents within a week to see ridiculously record unprecedentedly cold temperatures take down our infrastructure at this scale. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the grand solar minimum. This is what we've been warning about for some time, the threats to our power grid, the threats to our food supply. We are seeing it now in real time, and we'll keep our eye on it. It's a very dynamic situation. You can find this report at iceagefarmer.com, and of course, all of this further underscores the need to be prepared. You should have food and water on hand. You shouldn't be at the stores where they're having to call in crowd control and have huge lines out the door just to get a few days of supplies. You should have water so that if the municipal water supply has a breakdown like this, you're not unable to drink water. I mean, these people who can't boil their water are SOL right now. So, probably goes without saying, but you just got to drive that home. You need to prepare for what's ahead. Thanks for watching, folks. You can find this report and all my reports on iceagefarmer.com. If you appreciate this broadcast and value the information I bring, please help me keep it running. There's a few ways you can do that listed at iceagefarmer.com/support. Thanks for watching, folks. Let's go grow more food. And by the way, for those of you in Texas, you can be starting seeds right now, even without power, even though it's cold outside. Your average first frost date is coming up here real soon now. So what better time without the power and the TV on, spend some time getting some seed trays ready and get those planted so that as things warm up and this situation shakes out, hopefully it unwinds safely and quickly, then you can get those starts out on the ground and get a head start on your garden. That's just the way I think. Let's look for the bright side here. You got plenty of time to start those seeds right now, assuming you got them in advance. All right. Be well, folks.